At a photo session in downtown Des Moines, a stunning model is posing for the camera. Most men could only dream of her companionship, and at 41, she hasn't lost any of her curves. This exceptional beauty is a midnight blue Camaro, 1969 Pro Tour.
That's the hard part. When you have a very nice car that's very reflective, it's very hard to take pictures.
It's a man's car, all 475 horsepower. Doug Klein is the man behind the camera and the man behind American Dream Machines.
What we do is we take good cars, we make them better, and do what's necessary to make the customer happy with them. For the most part, I mean, we've sold a whole bunch of cars, well over 1,000 cars, and we've never been sued by anybody for anything. There's not too many car dealerships that can say that sell used cars.
Born in Fort Dodge, educated at Drake and Iowa State, Klein's first job was selling used cars. For the past 8 years, he's been buying and revitalizing popular classics, mostly American muscle cars.
Two T-Birds, a red one and a black one, convertible 55, 57. We got two 65 Mustangs, more, you know, pro touring, pro street type of cars. Got a couple Vets.
Klein sells most of his cars sight unseen to buyers out of state. Half the Dream Machines are being driven in foreign countries. While new car dealerships struggled last year, Klein set a record with 175 sales. The average ranged from $30,000 to $40,000.
The thing with Doug in this business is that he considers these cars art. He used to do music videos out in L.A.
Julie Klein, originally from Osceola, is Doug's wife and co-owner.
He has an eye for visual and what's around him, and he's an artist himself. You know, his pictures are amazing on the website.
The Discovery Channel was here recently filming a pilot show, but celebrities have already discovered American Dream Machines.
Bret Michaels came here with his whole crew, and they spent a lot of time. We peeled the... hold on.
If that's a sale, go for it.
It's actually already sold, so I'll let Nancy handle the paperwork. But anyway, Bret Michaels was great. It's kind of cool tooling around downtown Des Moines with Bret Michaels burning tires.
Randy Travis and Jillian Michaels are customers. Billy Joel got a Beetle, a 1973, the year he wrote Piano Man. Doug took me for a spin in his personal vehicle, a 72 topless Blazer.
It's just a great old truck is what it is. They're definitely going up in value. This is probably a $30,000 truck. Believe it or not, it probably sold for $3,000 when it's new, and now it's selling for $30,000. Like most of our cars.
Sales are also strong at Duffy's, a classic car dealership in Cedar Rapids, where Jamie McLeod repeated an axiom in his business: when the stock market is down, buy collectible cars. Meanwhile, at American Dream Machines, that 69 Camaro in the photo shoot was listed at $49,000 and has been sold. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.